Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good hotline. We're going to bring out Ira Winderman right now from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Next question, Ira. How are you doing this morning?
Damian Lillard can answer all my questions going forward after that. I mean, wow. I mean, the moment, the step back, the confidence, the comeback that the Blazers had, a team that was swept out of the playoffs the previous two seasons, sometimes you just need to step up and man up, and what a moment.
That was unbelievable. It really was. That was fun to watch last night. He just took that game over. Hey, by the way, let's get to something good, Ira.
Sure.
We've been thinking about you with this whole Barry Trammell thing going back and forth with Russell Westbrook, but it's been going on for a long time, and no comment, and next question, and a bunch of stuff's gone back. Now Steve Kerr's got comment. What are your thoughts on it overall, first of all?
My thoughts on it is a classic case of bullying, and that in the NBA, which has gone on and done public service commercials about bullying and discuss the issues, to allow someone in a position of power to take advantage of someone who is in a lesser position and use that to his advantage, to me, that's all it is. There's a different way to handle it instead of publicly shaming and publicly humiliating someone.
Yeah.
Now you could say, hey, it's part of the job for both of them, you know, and they're both big boys and they can deal with it. I agree with that also. It is a crappy look for the NBA, and I will bet you somewhere there are people in the NBA league office smiling, knowing they don't have to deal with that anymore after the Thunder were eliminated.
Barry, by the way, came out and partially blamed the commissioner, who says he kisses too much player ass on this thing instead of doing his job. The old commissioner would have taken care of this a long time ago. Do you agree?
I mean, there's been multiple situations like that, whether it's sort of James Dolan's treatment of the fans in New York and some of these other episodes, and he's just sort of let it escape by. And that's what gets me, is that all these leagues do these wonderful public service ads and actually back up the commitment with all of that. And then you get a case of bullying, whether it's what James Dolan has done in New York with fans and in situations there, whether it's a situation like we've seen here, you know, with Russell Westbrook. And so it's like, you know, it's the old thing. You can say all you want, but when it comes time for you to actually follow up with action and you don't, to me, that's different. And again, this is not about what one person wrote about someone and someone taking umbrage. This is a long-term thing where someone is clearly making an issue against an individual, and it just comes out looking really crappy for the league.
Ira, you ever have a player kind of next question you? I know that, you know, Riley and Spoelstra sometimes don't like you, but what about
Spo gets hot with you sometimes.
What about a player over all the years you've been in that Heat locker room?
You know what? But even with those two, it's always professional.
No, I know that. I make that as a joke.
An answer like that. I mean, I've had issues with one Heat player over the years, and that was Josh McRoberts, who I just felt lost his sort of desire and love for the game. So whenever I asked him something, you never knew what the answer was going to be. You sort of cringed a little. Again, he wasn't a difference maker. The only incident, and I've mentioned this on the Hockman Show at times, is I once, and sort of you have a moment, and players don't forget. That's the one thing about players. If they feel they're being shorted, they will never forget. So when I wrote a story, which I did not even remember, about the Heat keeping Eddie House over Patrick Beverley, Patrick Beverley never forgot. And when I ran him to the Clippers locker room a year or so back, and I was waiting for Willie Reed, he came up to me and he goes, "You're Ira Winderman." And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I know who you are, and I know who you wrote, and you don't belong in here." And like, okay, it was really uncomfortable,
wow.
But I didn't need to talk to him, and I sort of moved on, and now I sort of look left and right in L.A. whenever I'm there, just to make sure no one's lurking around the corner.
I think the fact you're waiting for Willie Reed says a lot about you right there. What the hell were you waiting for Willie Reed for?
Well, you know what, former Heat player, but that was a moment. That was the closest I've ever come to, you know, being quote-unquote threatened, but Joe knows this. You write something about a player, you say something on the air about a player, you guys especially, you know, you're talking for 4 hours, you sort of forget about it. But if something gets in a player's craw, they don't forget it all. And they can tell you, oh, I remember what you said on December 3rd at 7:43 a.m. about me.
Yeah.
Players remember those moments. And, Joe, you know this. They use it for motivation. Players are always looking for things to use for motivation. I think that happens with Russell Westbrook, with me, with Patrick Beverley. That part of it is not unusual. But be professional.
You do understand one thing. I said this before, so I don't sound like a complete phony.
Okay.
You know the average fan doesn't care about your problems back and forth.
And that's
why fans don't care. Yeah.
And that's why if it's done privately, I never bring it up unless I'm asking a forum like this and you move on, because you're right. I have such a dream job. You guys have such a dream job. We all know it's part of it. We all know there's those private moments that are highly uncomfortable. We've all had those. My problem is everything becomes a televised event. So this Russell Westbrook thing is televised live. There's no backing out of it. When Pat Riley calls me out in that televised session 2 weeks ago Saturday, it's streamed on, you know, on the Heat's website. It's broadcast on 790. So you can't sort of get away from it. That's the difference. The Spoelstra pregame things, same thing. You're the last person I would answer that question. Well, said one-on-one, it's kind of funny and kind of cute. The problem is everything becomes broadcast.
I have a question now. I want to go back to that Portland game for a second. Is Dame Lillard now, in NBA people's eyes, better than Russell Westbrook? Because I thought it for a couple of years, but he's kind of showed it last night, didn't he?
He thought it for a couple years. He's the MVP last year.
It doesn't matter. For years I've said Dame Lillard is one of the best, if not the best, point guard in the league.
Oh.
And what he's done in this series shows it. Guys, this is what I hate about the NBA's postseason awards. The ballots are due at the end of the regular season, and that is it. They announce it at their fancy award show in June in Los Angeles. But the playoffs matter so much that I just think that after a series like this, Damian Lillard right now should be first or second team worst at the NBA, you know, in the NBA, all NBA teams. I think a league where you play 2 months of playoffs and maybe the only games that matter, your award should reflect the postseason also, because clearly there's been a changing of the guards after this series. You're seeing some other series around the NBA as well. I think to end the voting for awards in April, but not to announce them in June, all of a sudden, if Russell Westbrook is second-team All-NBA and Damian Lillard is third-team or not at all, you're going to be sitting there at that award show in June and sort of shaking your head.
Let's get in the Hassan Whiteside thing and ex-girlfriend and the whole thing Avenatti and everything else, that scumball attorney. So help me out with this whole thing here.
Sure.
What was the almost $3 million about? People are like kind of curious. Do you have any insight on what happened there?
They went to Marshall together, and so when Hassan was beginning his pro career, he had a relationship of some sorts. And as you know, Joe, you don't necessarily have to be married for someone to be considered a partner. And the thought at the time was that she contributed to his growth, married or not, that they were together. And she felt that, hey, when we broke up, you know, I deserve my cut of it. Unfortunately, that's how it is now. I shouldn't say that. That came off wrong. But
you say it that way.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, whatever. You wind up being sort of seen as part of a relationship. You wind up paying the price. But here's the deal. That part of it never was fought out publicly. It was never, I'm not giving that woman a cent. This was all done behind the scenes and quietly. Now, look, I know it sounds like a huge amount to have paid $2.75 already and owe another $250,000 as part of the agreement. But again, you're talking about someone who got a $98 million contract and just wanted to move on. I mean, I don't know if you guys follow Hassan when he's on social media and stuff. But the amount of money he has spent on some stuff based on what he's shown in his house and just his koi pond alone, this guy spends a lot of money on a lot of stuff and a lot of cars and a lot of off-road vehicles. So what to us might seem like, wow, that's an unbelievable payment, some of the things he has shown on his social media, this guy lives the lifestyles of the rich and famous. So I think to him, this was just another surtax of the whole thing. The Heat were totally aware of it. I checked that immediately when the story came out. Again, if a team does not believe it impacts a player's performance, they give him the $98 million. How he wants to spend it is up to him.
Bad luck, though, for Hassan, this all came out.
It is a bad look, but let me ask you the other part of this. Let's turn it around, guys. Which is the worst look? To wind up with some kind of attorney who was embezzling and scamming you, allegedly, if that's the case? Or all the stories we read about how someone has to make child support, alimony payments?
Hey, back off!
and has the money. Okay, well, I'm just saying.
He struck a nerve. He struck a nerve, Ira.
The individuals here and talking much less money in some cases, Joe, but that's the thing. This isn't the case of an athlete who didn't make a payment when required. This isn't someone who had child support and one of the mothers of his children has to go to the press and make an issue of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Hassan was found to owe a certain amount. He paid the amount and he moved on. Now that the fact is the money didn't go from party A to party B was not of his concern.
Yep.
He paid the money. Someone took the money as a middleman. A matter of fact, that was the attorney for the other party. So if anything, the aggrieved party who was done wrong made her mistake by trusting an attorney allegedly.
Yeah, she got a bad attorney. I don't have a problem with what Hassan did. I mean, look, he was trying to do the right thing.
Lump sum.
He was doing it privately, whatever it was, whatever the relationship was. I agree.
And Joe, I mean,
I have no room to talk, first of all.
A lot of guys have children by women they're not married to, including a bunch on the Heat. We see it all the time. And everyone gives me the same comment. Oh, she struck gold. Well, that's part of it. And you know what you're getting involved with as an adult person. You understand the consequences. And if you accept those consequences, you just move on with your life. I see it all the time. Again, I always say this. If you can say the timing of this incident, whenever it was that it came out, and you can look at Hassan Whiteside's line scores and say, wow, that was when he had a drop-off in performance. To me, that's when it becomes a sports story. That's when it becomes a basketball story. But since we didn't know and we didn't notice, and there have been so many other Hassan Whiteside factors, I don't think you can say that he allowed this to impact his game. What's impacted his game is a coach who simply has greater trust in a second-year guy like Bam Adebayo, and to me, everything else is ancillary.
Joe, you ever have to drop a $2.75 million
never
check?
Never had that.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Poor ex, I was broke. There wasn't much there.
A few less zeros there. These are the zeros you can't relate to.
Not much there, but you're right. By the way, you know the weird part of that, too? I guess, I don't know if the attorney's going to get upset, but $3 million. He took $1 million. That was his fees. Was $1 million.
I thought the exact same thing. I'm like,
it's a bad deal.
A 33%.
I think that's what they get. Really?
And here's the deal. That's why she couldn't find a lawyer who would negotiate a better rate. Now, I agree that some lawyers will do better, and Joe, you know, and can squeeze out every last dollar out of you. But that caught me also. I'm like, that's almost usurious, the amount of, you know, commission that he could have legally taken. And think about that.
Yeah.
Again, these are all alleged. He could have gotten that above board, and this never is an issue.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's just not enough for some people. You would think $1 million collection on a $3 million settlement, you would just move on to the next thing, and instead this becomes this kind of story.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Hassan, it came in the offseason, because, Joe, you know, even if it wasn't me or you, there would have been plenty of people asking plenty of questions in the locker room. So at least in this case, the Heat not making the playoffs turned out to an advantage to at least one party involved.
Yeah, she messed up. This is on her. This is not on our man, Hassan Whiteside. He takes enough of a beating for other things. I'm with you totally on that one, Ira.
He did the right thing, yeah.
All right. Hey, Ira, thank you so much, man, for being with us. We appreciate it.
And we're looking at a great second round coming up. Talk to you next week. Thank you, guys.
Ira Winderman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.